everybody. Welcome back. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall, and we're listening to the title cut from jazz saxophonist Jeff Antoniuk's CD called Here Today. Jeff Antoniuk lives in Annapolis, and he's one of the busiest composers, performers, and teachers on the jazz scene today, and he joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
So you grew up in Canada.
I did.
Were you sort of immediately drawn to jazz?
No, I was immediately drawn to whatever was cool at the time, you know, which was somewhere between the Rolling Stones and Black Sabbath and something else. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think jazz is cool for anybody now? I mean, at that age?
I must say, I am cool and I like jazz. So I think there is a connection there. You know, I ended up playing classical piano, moved to the saxophone, and, it was either concert band or jazz band. Jazz was cooler than the
Right.
So it sort of went like that. And so I sort of became a reluctant jazz fan. I dug into it more. I studied it more and found out, like, this is pretty interesting. So here we are. It really is what I love now, although I certainly play and listen to a lot of other styles.
Yeah. You know, in my other life, I'm a musician
yep.
as well. I have this chorus. So I became a classical musician. But when I played pop music, which I did to put myself through college, I was very attracted to jazz just because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just more intellectually challenging. Do you think that was part of it in your experience?
Well, you know, I think so. I was absolutely, when I graduated high school, going to be a physicist. I absolutely love science.
And that's pretty hard, too.
It is pretty hard. You know, so I took a sharp left turn from physics and ended up doing music. So there is the challenge that I love. Certainly the creative aspect with jazz, you know, the improvisation that's involved. But it is very scientific, and I have many, many adult students that I teach, many of whom are engineers and consultants and doctors especially. So
yeah, there are a lot of medical people who do music, isn't it?
So I really do see a connection, you know, with jazz, and I find that very interesting.
And you mentioned teaching. You do a lot of teaching as well as touring, and you've put together some programs that are actually devoted to the lives and musical outputs of some of the big names in jazz, John Coltrane and Strahan, Monk, Ellington, all the big names. Tell us about those shows and how those work.
Yeah, well, in my professional performing career, and I consider myself a player first, I guess, although I do a lot of teaching, I've really enjoyed doing essentially theme concerts and, you know, doing a concert focusing on, as you say, Billy Strayhorn, who wrote for Duke Ellington, or a concert on Latin music or something like that. It's fun for me because I get to dig a little deeper into a particular genre or style. It's great for the audience because it can sort of capture someone's attention as opposed to, here's a great jazz concert, why don't you come?
On 88.1 WIPR, I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. Jeff Antoniuk is my guest. He's here in the studio. Jeff, you are also involved with a thing called the Capital Jazz Project,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, an outgrowth or an extension of the Jazz at Lincoln Center thing Wynton Marsalis cooked up. Tell us about that. How's that work?
It's very exciting. I'm involved with the Washington Performing Arts Society, one of the very big music promoters and producers in D.C., and they've always had a great educational outreach program, taking musicians and artists into schools and things like that. I actually did one of those performances this morning in Hyattsville, Maryland. And my professional quartet goes into an elementary school, and we talk about jazz to the kids. So, you know, sort of enlivening a new generation and letting these kids know there's an alternative to whatever it is they hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so WPAS got in contact with Wynton Marsalis, Jazz at Lincoln Center, and we're doing a pilot program now of really sort of rearranging the D.C. curriculum for music in elementary schools and having – well, actually for all public schools – and having it center – around jazz and improvisation, not to the exclusion of anything else, but really making jazz and improvisation an important part of the DC curriculum. It's fabulous. I'm going to middle schools and, you know, teaching these people about Duke Ellington and Thelonious Monk, playing for them and getting them playing with us.
Chris, one can imagine, in terms of jazz and improvisation, that there is some analogy for kids, especially kids in urban schools, both black and white, who are used to doing hip-hop, listening to hip-hop, maybe even trying hip-hop. Hip-hop is also very improvisatory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finding links? You know, are the kids responding to what you're talking about in a really good way? Does jazz really resonate with them if they really haven't heard it at all, if they've been immersed in hip-hop?
Yeah, you know, we're finding that, absolutely. There's something about jazz, the immediacy, There's really energy. You can tell, whether you've heard jazz before, whether you like it or not, you can tell there's communication. It's not some prefab thing that's being laid out in front of you. So kids really respond to energy. And, you know, so especially elementary, middle school, you know, we're playing this stuff for them and their eyes are lighting up. And, you know, some of them are band students and some aren't. So there is that. And we definitely spend a lot of energy relating these two things together, jazz and hip hop and go-go and R&B and all this, because they all have absolutely common roots.
Of course, the other thing about teaching is that all of us who teach learn something from our students, right? Have what has teaching done with your perspective on how you play, and how have kids shed light on how you're playing yourself?
Oh, it's a great question. Well, with the kids, it's this immediacy, and you know, like I said before, they respond so much to the energy. You know, they don't know the background, they don't know how to ask the intellectual nuts and bolts questions about music, but it's about the energy and how did that work and how did you know when to begin and stop and how did, you know, those sort of things. And that, it's great because as a trained musician, I'm in my head a lot, too much, you know, and it reminds me to think more emotionally, more childlike in a very good way. The adults are great because these are trained people, you know, who are very high up in their professions, many of them. And I'm kind of in awe.
Yeah, they're day jobs.
Right.
Yeah, not playing. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm in awe sort of getting to hang out with some of these people, you know, some very high-end people that, you know.
Sure.
In society. And so I love their very probing questions into some of the specifics. And it's so interesting to see how, you know, a famous cardiologist, a student of mine, how he thinks about music. And he's constantly telling me, it's like, look, Jeff, you know, heart surgery is easy. Improvising,
right. That's
hard. And he's serious. I laugh. And he's like, look, I'm serious about this. So it's very interesting. I get a lot of perspective from both ends.
All depends on what you're comfortable with,
yep. Doesn't it?
Now, this thing you're doing on Sunday at Towson also involves adults, right?
It does. And
you, as you mentioned, you do teach a lot of adults. I would imagine it's kind of, I've never tried to do it, so I think I'm in awe of guys like you who can pull this off. How do you teach somebody to compose and to improvise? That's, I mean, you know, I play the guitar, I can improvise, I can improvise on the piano, but I'm not sure anyone ever sat down and taught me.
Right.
But I would imagine that's a hard thing to convey to somebody.
Well, I love doing it, and the trick that I depend on all the time is you and I are improvising right now. We've never met before, and here we are having a great conversation. People are actually listening to us talk by choice. And we're improvising.
One hopes, right?
Yeah, one hope. And we're doing a pretty good job of improvising here. So it's because we're doing it in English. I don't improvise so well in Swahili. It's because we're talking about jazz and music. I don't improvise very well about the subject of dairy farming, let's say. So we've agreed on a topic, we've agreed on a language, and we've done our homework. We've been speaking for decades, and we can do it together. So it's really about getting a common language, learning some of the vernacular, learning some of the vocabulary, and it really goes from there. And I love working with adult students. I've got a number of programs that it just sort of came about. It sort of, you know, in a way fell in my lap, or I sort of saw a need, and I sort of walked down that road, and things kept blossoming. So it's exciting getting to work with adult students who are all either, you know, amateurs, I guess we'd call them, or maybe semi-professionals, all folks with day jobs who are doing this on the
side. But they play, and they've been interested in playing for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. Well, Jeff Antoniuk, I really enjoyed meeting you. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Jeff Antoniuk, along with his colleague Dave Ballou, they'll offer an in-depth jazz clinic for both beginners and more advanced jazz composers. That takes place on Sunday the 15th at Towson University. And you can hear Jeff and his band, The Jazz Update, on Wednesday the 25th of February at the 49 West Coffee House in Annapolis. They'll play a set at 8 o'clock, and then at 9:30, they'll host a jam session. So bring your axe and join right in. We'll have information on our website at WIPR.org. We'll also have links to Jeff Antoniuk's CD Here Today so you can hear more of Jeff's music. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. The Maryland Morning Culture Calendar is right now.